7:47, 13 till 8. We missed him, but Mark Rose is back in the saddle, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good to have you back, Mark Rosa. How you doing?
Happy chilly morning to you.
Yes, sir. Nowhere near as chilly as where you're coming from, but it's still better than 80 degrees, right?
You bet. Absolutely.
Mark was traveling, saw some snow, actually, so good for him. Let's talk about, I know you heard John Oldsheimer yesterday, big fan of his, as am I, and the information that he...
Yes.
And let me just recap real quick, Mark. For those of you that didn't hear the information we had from John Oldsheimer yesterday, you can go to WWL.com. Tim, the audio is posted, right? If they click on my name, Tommy Tucker, they find the audio, or you can download the Odyssey app and use the rewind. Well, yeah, you can still use the rewind feature for that to find out everything you need to know about credit. But that being said, Mark, the floor is yours.
Tom, you know, I could always learn from him. I'm in the business 40 years, and I'm surrounded by things that are finance and credit, of course, just being in banking. But always learning from him because some of that stuff changes over time and how they're reporting information, how they're tracking information. And so I listen to him very intently. But as far as practicing what I preach, preaching to people that, look, you got to know what's on your credit bureau because all of a sudden you want to do something and you're stopped. Oh, I didn't get hired for that job, or I'm paying too much for insurance and I don't know. They just gave me a bill and I'm paying it, but it could be significantly less. And it was made higher by maybe something that was on my credit report. I was looking in a folder I keep in my computer. It was before COVID the last time I checked my credit bureau. I don't think that's a good idea. I should be checking it more often than that. But now, as maybe some of our listeners are remembering, I said I sold my house in Mandeville in September and have property now in Covington. Well, those, especially those larger transactions in your life, you want accuracy there. You certainly don't want a balance to be left on your credit bureau if you don't owe anybody for a particular thing. And you want all that stuff cleared out. You just want accuracy. So the next time you go to do something, the institution that's pulling your credit report gets all that they need, gets everything accurate, gets your employment information. You know, who pulled your credit reports? They got a score that's an accurate score. They see your trade lines, all the things that you work so diligently to maintain through life. You want all that just to be in an accurate form and fashion. So I looked at the annual credit report. I have it on my computer right now, annualcreditreport.com, and that's what the site that he's always saying is the only one. It's absolutely free, and it's authorized by federal law. And what I've done, I've pulled my bureau, I print it to a PDF, and I keep it in a folder on my computer. Because, again, I just want that recordation maintained, and I want to be able to see what people are saying about me. Because it could have a Mark Rosa in Oregon that doesn't keep his credit very well. And in years past, it's a very rare thing now for something to bleed over to another person's credit report. But it happens. And I've seen people many times just to being in banking. Somebody's like, "Well, we went down to a dealership. We're coming to you for financing. We've got the perfect car. We picked it out. It's the right color. I mean, we're just ecstatic about it." So says a couple. And then the credit report comes out. It's like, "Oh, you have some major trade lines here that are reporting very damaging information. So we need to put that car finance on hold until we better understand what this is." And somebody, I've seen it. I've seen somebody. That's not me. You know, this bled over some kind of way. It's on my credit report, and that's not me. I've never had an account with, name somebody. Bank America, I've never had that, so I didn't default on anything. Well, it's sufficiently large that I can't move forward. From a risk mitigation standpoint, I have to stop. And, it just kind of takes the wind out of what they're trying to do in their life, and it could have been an error on their report. So that, that needs to all be cleared out. As far as employers, Tommy, especially in highly regulated industries, finance is one. And we pull a credit report each time somebody is coming to work for us. I know the larger box banks, speaking of the Bank of America's or the Chase's, Citigroup's, they are very they get into your credit report in a very specific way. If there's anything on there at all, what's this, $39 collection account from a doctor's office 5 years ago? You need to tell me what this is. Why is it on your bureau? I mean, they get down to the nitty gritty on that, but it's all about, from a regulatory standpoint, in some of these industries, and again, finance being one, the company has to show due diligence to say you're trying to mitigate risk. And if somebody is coming in and their credit is a mess, the idea is, well, you're under a lot of credit pressure, and could there be some, you know, hanky-panky if you're playing with money all day long? So all of those things will add up from a credit report to lenders, insurance companies, to landlords. If you're going to rent an apartment, employers, like I just described, utility companies, other businesses, so many want to see a credit bureau from a person, and they want it to be very telling to say, well, if you've minded your business and you keep everything straight, it's going to say that. And that's good news. Thumbs up. If something else is on there that you maybe need to take care of, well, that's what we need to do in advance of applying for a new job, in advance of trying to buy a new car, home purchases, anything consequential. You want to know what's on your bureau before someone else knows what's on your bureau.
Makes every bit of sense, Mark. And also, if you will, talk about the calculators, the jeffersonfinancial.org. If people are looking for something to do this weekend, maybe contemplating a big purchase, they got a lot of stuff there, and it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free. We have several calculators on jeffersonfinancial.org site. And it's, guys, if you all talk about contemplating a purchase or doing something big in your life, and it doesn't have to be big, but especially if it's big, I need to pull my credit report this morning and save it so I have a fresh one. Do that for yourself. And also, if you're going on the site and trying to finance something, there are just a plethora of calculators there from a savings standpoint, investing, and a bunch that really gets some activity on it is anytime you want to borrow money, not just from Jefferson Financial. They're free and open to the public, and that's what we want them there, for everybody to be able to use it. You don't have to log in. You don't have to create a password, all those types of things. You could just use it to the extent that you want and see what financing is, or especially what's going on right now. If people are trying to refinance higher interest rate debt and bring it down to lower interest rates, you could see what difference that would make if it's a credit card, if it's a consumer loan, a car loan, if it's a house loan. All of those things could be. You'll see it again before you move into talking to a loan officer. You'll have that information in hand.
Mark, real quick, you're a lender, and we got to go here, but I'm just thinking, if you go to annualcreditreport.com and pull it yourself, that's a soft pull. Could you take that with you when you go to get something financed, at least to prevent a hard pull?
You could. I don't know if every lender would accept that you're walking in with something from the outside.
But I'm saying,
so they might have to pull it.
Generally speaking,
it would be a conversation piece. At least you could set it in front of somebody and say, "Look, this is what my credit is.
Given this, how could you help me with?"
That's right.
And it would prevent the hard pull. I just thought of that. Thank you, Mark Rosa. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. 7:55 traffic now on WWL.